Grace, mercy, and peace be to you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, brothers and sisters in Christ, probably at some time in your life you've asked the question, what are you waiting for? I seem to ask that question every time people still have their foot on the brake when there is a green light. What are you waiting for? Go, right? You might ask that question of your kids who are taking time to get ready for school or church in the morning. Come on, what are you waiting for? Let's move. Or maybe, why doesn't he text me back after our last date? He said he would. What is he waiting for? Or maybe, why is the doctor taking so long? I want those test results so that we can go ahead and make our plans here. Doesn't he know that he shouldn't keep his patients waiting? Then, of course, my favorite happens in the car again. Are we there yet? Maybe this Advent you're asking yourself, what am I waiting for? Or maybe you're asking the question to the Lord, what are you waiting for, Lord? It seems like life is full of waiting. And let's be honest, waiting isn't easy. Right? Patience is a fruit of the Spirit, a gift of God, and it is sorely lacking in our human flesh. I see that quite often in the way that I wait for certain things. But waiting is part of our life. The question, though, is how do we wait? How do we wait when we're waiting for things? And what is it that we are waiting for? Those are the important questions for today. So what are we waiting for, and how are we waiting? I want you to think back to a time when you were a child. Some of you don't have to stretch your imagination that far, right? Advent for children is a time of waiting. And for most kids at this time of year, the thing that they're waiting for is those gifts under the Christmas tree. Now, some kids, I've been told, have been known to camp out in front of the tree, staring, waiting to open the gifts, but neglecting to do important things like cleaning up their rooms, doing their chores or their homework, disregarding their parents' instructions to get up and take a bath or a shower because they've been in the same PJs for the last 3 days and everyone else in the family knows that. Right? They might be waiting patiently, but I think we'd all agree that if you or I would wait like that, our parents or someone else might have a thing to say about it. That's not the way that we're supposed to wait. Then on the other hand, there's other kids who I've been told have been known not to wait at all. If there's a present under the tree before Christmas, well, that child has already torn off the paper, cut through the ribbon and the bows, and is trying to free the toy from the box. You got to give a kid like this credit. They're not sitting there in their PJs for 3 days, staring at the tree, doing nothing. But there is no patience being practiced here. And that's not the way to wait either. How we wait and what we wait for are important. In Advent, we await the gift of Jesus as the children of God. And it has to be said that the children of God are familiar with waiting. The children of God that we learn about in the Old Testament have been waiting for the gift of God, his Messiah, to be given or revealed. They couldn't prematurely open the gift, of course. They needed to wait patiently for the gift to be given. And as you recall from the history of the Scriptures, they didn't always wait well. They didn't always wait patiently. Sometimes they made things like golden idols to worship, thinking that God had somehow forgotten his promised gift. Sometimes they cried out in impatience to God, "What are you waiting for? when tragedy struck on a national level. Oftentimes, they neglected the work that the Lord had given them to do, doing things like caring for the fatherless, the widow, or the poor in the land. The children of God in the Old Testament, well, they had to wait, but truth be told, they didn't always wait well. The only time that they waited well was when they heard the promise and that they believed, and they believed that the gift was coming, and then they lived their lives in light of it. The only way to wait well is in repentant faith to the Lord and an act of love for your neighbor. If the Father has given his gift at just the right time, even for all the impatience and all the poor ways with which many in the Old Testament waited, God still gave his gift. In fact, the Father gave the gift of his Son so that he might forgive the impatience and the poor ways of waiting. Now, those who lived in repentance and faith to the Lord and looked forward to the coming Messiah, they were not disappointed, although I don't think they got what they quite expected. A child born in a manger, questioned by the religious leaders, even by John the Baptist when he sent his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the Messiah, or should we look elsewhere?" For all the waiting, they were hoping for the Messiah would come to rescue, to judge, to resurrect, and put right all at once, and not do something like die on a cross. Now, Jesus wasn't the gift expected, but he was the right gift given at the right time. For through his death and his resurrection, he has come to forgive sin and to give life and bring salvation to all who believe. Now for us, the New Testament children of God, we have these gifts that our Heavenly Father so graciously has given through Jesus the Messiah. For you and I, we have the forgiveness of our sins. We don't need to wait for it. You have life in the Messiah as you were born into Jesus at your baptism. You have his salvation now as you hear his word and believe and live as his children. Right? These gifts are yours because Christ Jesus is yours and you are his. So this Advent, what is it that you're still waiting for? Well, I tell you, for one thing, you're waiting for Jesus to return bodily in glory. See, at our Lord's second advent, you will live without the need for forgiveness of sin, for sin will no longer exist. At the Lord's second advent, you will live without death, for that last enemy will ultimately have been destroyed. Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, will reign, and you will reign forever with Christ. He is the gift of your salvation. You will see him in the flesh, his flesh, and your resurrected flesh. See, that's what you're waiting for. That's what I'm waiting for. But as we're waiting for those things, how is it that we wait? Do you sit and stare up into the sky, just kind of waiting for the Lord to descend? Do you sit around and navel gaze, mesmerized by yourselves and your past accomplishments? Well, no. When we find ourselves waiting in such ways, we are called to repent and look in faith to our coming Lord. Remember that our Heavenly Father has some work for us to do. The work he has for us New Testament children is really not that different as it was from those who waited in the Old Testament. We should gladly and willingly hear the word of the Lord. We're called to receive from the Lord the gifts offered at the altar. We're to pray. We are to love our neighbors as ourselves. We are empowered to care for the fatherless, the widow, the orphaned, and the poor. We're called to speak well of our neighbor, defend their reputation, and put the best construction on all things. We're to live our lives of waiting by patiently and actively living in faith to God and in love for our neighbor. The Apostle James reminds us that we're to wait, like the farmer who looks to the Lord for the rain to fall so that others might receive their daily bread. We wait as parents, reading, praying, teaching, feeding our children. We wait as children, listening and obeying to our parents, praying, playing, and sharing with others. We wait as employees, as working hard, giving generously, and avoiding office gossip. As we wait for the coming of our Lord, we wait patiently, using the gifts that He gives for the service of our neighbors. And in those times when the waiting seems just too long, and when you find yourself asking, "Are we there yet?" or "What are you waiting for, Lord?" take heart. The Lord keeps His promises. The Lord has come. He continues to come, and He will come again. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, and He comes for you here and now to strengthen you in your faith and to feed you for the journey. He promised that He will put all things right, your health, your grief, your sorrow, your impatience, this whole world. And He will come again at just the right time. Take heart in Job's words, who waited for the Lord's coming, saying, "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last He will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has thus been destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another." Yes, dear children of God, you will see the Lord in the flesh, for your Redeemer lives. And so wait in the peace of Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit, living in faith to God and in love for your neighbor. For the Lord is full of compassion and mercy, and He is coming. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds, and our now and coming King. Amen.